This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today reserved order on the pleas to stay the directions passed by a two-judge bench on the 11th of August to remove the stray dogs in Delhi National Capital Region to shelter homes. The three-judge bench, comprising Justice Vikram Nath, Justice Sandeep Mehta, and Justice N.V. Anjaria, heard the matter after a two-judge bench comprising Justice J.B. Vardiwala and Justice R. Mahadevan took suo motu order to remove all stray dogs and shifted to shelters. The judgment comes after some lawyers mentioned before the Chief Justice of India that earlier directions were in conflict with the previous orders passed by other benches. The Border Security Force, BSF, has informed that on the occasion of Independence Day, 16 brave Seema Praharis will be awarded gallantry medals for their conspicuous bravery and unmatched valour for being resolute and steadfast during Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, BSF said the medals are a testament to the nation's faith and trust reposed in India's first line of defence. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The Election Commission of India today said that 14 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise of special intensive revision in Bihar so far. However, the Commission has said that 23,557 claims and objections have been received directly from electors with regard to the draft rule. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in Moscow on the 21st of August. This was confirmed by the Russian Foreign Ministry. They will discuss key issues on bilateral agenda and key aspects of cooperation within international frameworks. The meeting follows National Security Advisor Ajit Doval's recent visit to Moscow, where he met Russian President Vladimir Putin and others. European leaders have urged US President Donald Trump not to strike a unilateral Ukraine peace deal with Russian President Vladimir Putin during their one-on-one meeting on Friday in Alaska. The warning came during a virtual summit convened by German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, which included US President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and several European leaders as fears mounted that Putin would take the war on his terms. Speaking after the virtual call, which Trump described as very good, he assured leaders that after the summit talks, he would immediately inform them about the outcome.
Will Russia face any consequences if Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the war after your meeting on Friday?
Yes, there will be consequences. There will be, I don't have to say, there will be very severe consequences.
Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly flat in forenoon trade. In sectoral indices, IT and consumer durables were leading the gains, while metal, realty and oil and gas were dragging the most. Sensex gained 23 points to 80,563, while Nifty slipped marginally by 3 points to 24,616 a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.